Support comes from Empower Missouri's Affordable Housing Coalition, working to address the causes of housing insecurity and homelessness through tenant advocacy. Information at empowermissouri.org/housing.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Rosenbaum, a political correspondent for St. Louis Public Radio. What you're about to hear is an interview I conducted on Monday, October 4th, with Chiquita Brooks-LaSure. She's the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and she spent a few minutes with me talking about Medicaid expansion in Missouri. Getting to this point has been an arduous process, as efforts to increase eligibility to the working poor faltered until voters approved a 2020 ballot item. After the Missouri Supreme Court ruled the measure was constitutional, the state started signing up people in the expansion population, which for individuals is roughly $17,800 a year. Here's the interview I conducted with Brooks-LaSure on what Medicaid expansion could mean for Missourians and the state's budgetary future. 17,000 people have signed up for Medicaid since people in the expansion population could start applying in August. What is the federal government going to do to get more people who are eligible into this program?
We are so excited that Missouri has expanded healthcare coverage in the state and expanded the Medicaid program. What we've seen over the last year is that outreach and education makes a huge difference. And so as part of that, we are encouraging everyone to know the rules have changed, that they should go to Missouri, covermissouri.org/help to find out if they are eligible for coverage. And we are strongly working with the state to continue to help get the word out that people can now enroll in coverage.
Missouri is going to be getting an estimated $968 million over the next 2 years from a bill known as the American Rescue Plan for implementing expansion. What could the state spend that money on?
So the state will be able to, as part of the American Rescue Plan, states now who have expanded coverage get additional funding to cover people. And so the cost to the state for the expansion are really minimal. And so the state can use use the federal funding to actually cover people and encourage and really encourage people to enroll.
So for example, because expansion 90% comes from the federal government and 10% comes from the state, this Missouri could hypothetically use the $968 million to pay for the state match. Is that correct?
Yes, in the sense of basically 95% of the costs are covered for Missouri. So the money goes straight to covering the newly eligible individuals, and the state doesn't have to put up that funding.
One of the reasons why Medicaid expansion took so long to get across the finish line is that Republicans in Missouri have argued that even if it doesn't cost that much on the outset, it's going to be a long-term financial drain on the state. What assurances can you provide not only to policymakers but to Missourians that this is going to be a good deal in the long run from a budgetary perspective?
I would say that what we've seen in the last year and a half is the price that we pay for not having comprehensive coverage in our country. And it is so important that we remember the work of the Affordable Care Act. We believe, the Biden-Harris administration believes, that healthcare is a human right. This is so important to make sure that people have access to coverage so that they are healthy and can get access to vaccinations and treatments, and health coverage shouldn't be a partisan issue.
If somebody hears about Medicaid expansion and they eventually sign up, what are going to be some of the benefits that they're going to get compared to maybe the status quo where they don't have insurance?
It's such an important question about what Medicaid coverage means. It means things like being able to go to your yearly checkup and making sure that you are getting treated for any underlying conditions. It means having access to care if you have diabetes, access to drugs, access to insulin, access to seeing your providers. It means mental health coverage, so being able to see a provider if you're struggling with depression or postpartum issues or any of the host of issues that can come up over the course of someone's lifetime.
There are 12 states that have not expanded Medicaid yet. And from what I've read from, you know, other news outlets, they don't find the prospect of the additional American Rescue Plan money to be alluring enough for them to do what Missouri voters did and expand Medicaid. What is your message to not only the policymakers in those states, but to the people of those states that this is the right thing to do for the remaining states that have not expanded Medicaid?
For the remaining states, I would say the additional funding is still on the table. And sometimes at the state level, it takes more time than it does at the federal level. Missouri is a perfect example of that, of the hard work of organizations to put expansion on the ballot. And so I would say to continue to press, to continue to make the case of what a difference expansion means, and that additional dollars should make a difference, not just to the people who are covered, but to the providers who provide care to people, like rural hospitals, who absolutely benefit from an expansion of Medicaid.
You can find all of our coverage on Medicaid expansion and Missouri politics by going to stlpr.org. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, and thank you for listening.
If you have a smart speaker, you have access to the entire world of NPR and St. Louis Public Radio. All the latest news and all the captivating stories. Activate our voices with yours by telling your smart speaker to play St. Louis Public Radio.